Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Blasting into your life a taste of the day, the DJV way. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is not with us today. Victoria Keelan is, and Kara Schillen is in her usual spot right there as the home person in our main studio in at our originating network, Radio America. I say that because we're on four or five different networks, but the sound that everybody hears, it isn't important, I suppose, right? Am I being too technical, too much in the weeds? People don't really care how they get this, right? Mm-hmm. They get it.
Yep.
All right, so let's get it. There's something going on because we're in October. It seems that we have decided inadvertently to talk about Halloween in many segments of the program. I think last week we had three or four different stories floating around, how much money people are spending and what they're spending it on and that kind of stuff. So now we have a twist, in a manner of speaking. The ghouls are out. Is that right, Victoria?
Yeah, you could say that. Yep. So this is, I think, is so interesting. So the Supreme Court is now starting their new session, and the term begins today. And so the early October is when the Supremes come back and get to work. They've got lots of different things to look at, lots of interesting cases. But one of the most, I think, notorious cases that they'll be dealing with actually involves the legendary pirate Blackbeard. And if you ever thought that RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, would be doing a case about Blackbeard, it is like it's just a complete culture clash. It's hilarious. But anyway, so the reason that they're looking into this case is this is over a dispute of a sunken pirate ship that it was captained 300 years ago by Blackbeard. And this case pits North Carolina against a video production company that has been documenting the salvaging of the shipwreck, which the name of the ship is called Queen Anne's Revenge. And it ran aground in 1718, but it wasn't discovered until 1996. So this is right off the coast of North Carolina, which is really interesting. And so, North Carolina, the state, actually owns the pirate ship and the artifacts that have been recovered from the ship. They posted video and photos, and it was shot. All of this was documented by a company called Nautilus Productions, and it's part of North Carolina's tourism efforts. And so they want, which is, if you think about it, this is a really cool tourist attraction. And so, this is a statute called Blackbeard's Law, and this is actually what they're using to convert the salvage effort into public record. More than 300 items from the sunken ship are now displayed at the state-owned North Carolina Maritime Museum, including a 2-ton cannon from the ship. The state holds annual pirate festivals to mark the Blackbeard's notoriety and all of that. And so federal law actually protects copyrighted material from infringement, and so a federal appeals court agreed with North Carolina that the states are immune under the 11th Amendment to the Constitution from some private copyright infringement claims, which is actually what's going on now. Now, the videographers are going after the state of North Carolina, saying that's actually not okay with them. That's why this has gone all the way to the Supreme Court. They said after Nautilus Productions spent nearly two decades creating works by photographing and filming at considerable risk, the underwater excavation of Blackbeard's famed Queen Anne's Revenge, the state brazenly pirated them. That is exactly the quote from Nautilus Productions, no pun, I'm sure, intended on pirated. But so that's actually what the Supremes are going to have to deal with to figure out who is the rightful owner of all of that material, and does Nautilus Productions get a considerable chunk of that money, which kind of sounds like they should, since they filmed all of this stuff for 20 years. But it's a really interesting case, and you would never think that a pirate ship from 1718 would now be in 2019 in front of the Supreme Court. But
in terms of the reality of what's left, remember a month or so ago when we were talking about the Titanic and the state of the Titanic,
yeah.
that there are these bacteria that eat away mm-hmm. at yeah. the remains, and that at some point in time, they will have eaten the ship. The ship's
yep.
eaten and be gone.
Well, and the difference with the Titanic and with, like, there, it's really interesting when you look at this Blackbeard's ship. The things, like, the anchor is fully intact. It's a 3,000-pound anchor. The cannons, lots of different artifacts, because the water is not that deep. Where this actually ran aground, it literally ran aground right off the coast of North Carolina in Beaufort. So it's really not...
A lot of ships ran off.
Yeah. Yeah, because, well, a lot of people, like, even when you see, I know Kara and I were talking about this over the summer, I think, Kara, didn't you go to North Carolina, right, you went to the beach there? There's a shelf right off of the coast of North Carolina, which is, we were talking about shark attacks at the time, and lots of sharks kind of, it's very shallow there, and people don't think that it is, and then the shelf kind of drops off, and then it gets a lot deeper, but that's where a lot of ships run aground, and it's only maybe 50 yards wide, where it's this shelf that sits right, it's right. like a sandbar that sits yeah. right off the coast of North Carolina. It's breeding ground for sharks, but it's also pretty dangerous yeah. if you're
Plenty
running a pirate
then,
ship.
If that's the case, yeah.
If you're pirating or if you're piloting a pirate ship, it's not a great place to be. So
Do we still have pirate ships off the coast of the Carolinas these days?
I don't know. I mean, we've got
Somalians
pirate ships.
Have come a long way.
Yeah, the Somalians. Yeah, we've got lots of pirate ships everywhere else. But it is really cool, and the fact that the water is not that deep is why they've been able to save so many of these artifacts, which is, I think, it's just the coolest thing ever. I love pirate lore, so I think it's very cool.
Yes. Arg. That's very convincing. So the latest, when it comes to this movie, The Joker, you two were talking, Karen and
yeah.
Victoria were talking off the air about the movie. It's nothing but a horror show, literally and figuratively, as far as I can tell, and it did well at the box office. Somebody posted...
Beyond well, yeah.
Yeah.
It broke
records. What am I missing here? I know that I don't do a radio program that's like anybody and everybody else's, but who the hell wants to go see this Joker terrorize?
I kind of feel like at first I heard about it, and I heard, oh, well, it's violent and whatever, and so I totally dismissed it. However, over the weekend, I was watching something on TV, and an extended trailer for The Joker came on, and I watched it, and it looks like actually most of the movie, Joaquin Phoenix is not in Joker makeup. It really is the story of the human being behind it. And I kind of actually found it a little bit intriguing. I don't know that I'm going to see it because I still kind of want to do some research on how violent it really is. But I can understand that the sort of origin story of it seems kind of intriguing. And I love Joaquin Phoenix. I think he's an incredible actor.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I kind of had a different take on it. But it made $93.5 million
awesome.
Over the weekend. And it actually broke the record for an October opening. It beat out Spider-Man's Venom was an $80 million opening last year. And so internationally, The Joker, they said, earned $140 million over the weekend. And it's a $234 million global debut, which is just massive.
So there's an ad.
People love Batman and The Joker and that whole franchise.
Nah, it's too gross. It's gross. I've only seen one or two of the Batman movies, and I didn't care that much for them. But here's something that's an interesting wrinkle, if you'll pardon the pun. An ad and a phone number for a person playing Wrinkles the Clown. This guy is from Florida, and he will, for a cash fee, creep around, lurk around your kid until this is for children who are misbehaving. Somebody, some demented mother or father, interested in traumatizing their child, and in this way, this is deemed appropriate so that it comes, that it's available. This being comes to your house.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is going to make them behave better. It's only going to traumatize them for the rest of their life and turn them into a psycho or something.
Yeah.
So this clown, ooh, just like the movie, I'm guessing, right?
If you, I think if you Google wrinkles, if you Google wrinkles the clown, you'll get the story of this spooky guy. He's a sort of a circus weirdo from what I can tell. I don't know what this motivation would be for getting this guy, but the fact that he's out there and he's caught the attention of a couple of people in the news media with his postings. Did you find him, Kara? I'm figuring.
Yeah, I also, apparently there's a documentary about him. That it just came out.
For Halloween. It's, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, so I guess he's kind of,
creepy.
I don't know. It's the whole thing is very weird. Yeah. But I guess this is sort of based on, like, the movie. I think it's the movie It, which the second one just came out not long ago, and it's been breaking all kinds of box office records. And that's the weird clown Pennywise, I think, is his name. But that's who Wrinkles kind of looks like. So it's probably a spinoff of that, but weird. Right, why would anyone? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, why would a parent even think
how have we
this
become?
Is okay?
How have we as a society become so disturbed?
Yeah.
I guess is the question, the food for thought question. Remember, I always think that when we ask questions, you're going to think about answering them. It's 18 after the hour here on the DJV show.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor!
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This song a lot. Gaga celebrating a year after The Star Is Born came out and the soundtrack was released. Does it seem like a year? Good heavens. That movie is around playing all over the place on cable. It's 24 after the hour here on the DJV program with Victoria Cara, the Dougster, and Ms. Gaga. Soundtrack featuring Shallow, one of the songs that Gaga and Bradley Cooper did together. It's reached double platinum status.
In all the good times I find myself longing for change.
Something.
And in the bad times I fear.
I don't know how to best describe her voice. Haunting, I think. This song, especially. Gaga has been presented with a plaque honoring the achievement of reaching double platinum status, which notes the soundtrack's 6 million albums. Shallow won 2 Grammys, including one for the Best Pop Duo Group Performance, an Oscar, a Golden Globe over the course of this award season this past year. After receiving the plaque, Gaga, sporting a new bubblegum pink hair, which is, posed with her latest trophy in front of shelves stacked with her prior prizes. She shared this a year ago, A Star Was Born, and here we are, 6 times pink platinum. Yeah.
It's amazing. This soundtrack just, oh, I hear it every
once in a while. The movie, the whole experience.
Yeah, it just doesn't get old. The soundtrack is incredible.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of other versions of this movie have been made. I've actually never seen any of the other versions. I've heard they're all pretty terrible. But but I thought this version was really wonderful. Their chemistry, her voice, the songs,
Did they have something going, or what did you say last week? She's dating somebody else?
She's dating one of the recording engineers that she's actually worked with
That can't
for a
last.
While.
Nah.
You don't think
it's
so?
Been going on for months.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a while.
Although she's been engaged twice now to other people, so who knows?
Yeah.
So that's that story.
Here's I still think she should be with Bradley. But.
Yeah, of course. But he's pretty straight. He doesn't need to be around. He does probably. She likes her weed and.
She kind of likes bad boys, I think.
Weed and whiskey. Yeah.
Weed and whiskey.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Weed and whiskey. Yeah, that's like she
Bradley's
should be with Willie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sia, making some musical noise, shared on various posts that she's living with a neurological disease that causes chronic pain. She's offered words of encouragement to those who are struggling with it as well. This post from her, she's an Australian, if you didn't know that. She's been diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which targets the body's connective tissue. Wow, that's got to be something else. She reached out to others coping with pain, whether physical or emotional, in a note. She said, quote, "I just wanted to say to those of you suffering from pain, I love you. Keep going. Life is hard. Pain is demoralizing, and you're not alone." The last few years have seen several world tours and festival headlining performances from Sia, with her last tour wrapping up in December of 2017. She released Labyrinth, Sia, and Diplo Present, LSD, her electro-pop project with Diplo and Labyrinth. That's the, I guess, LSD, right? L-S, Labyrinth, Sia. I got it.
Yeah.
Ah, pretty good, Kara, huh? I got it all figured out all by myself. Woo! Good stuff. So let's have a hold a good thought for her and others that may have that malady. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are pushing ahead with their impeachment probe after the White House blocked an official from appearing before Congress. Ambassador Gordon Sondland had arrived in Washington from Brussels for the deposition, but preventing his testimony may have been approved by the president, who tweeted, "I would love to send Ambassador Sondland to testify, but unfortunately, he would be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court." House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says the refusals will be looked at directly as an impeachable offense.
To be further acts of obstruction of a co-equal branch of government.
A new Washington Post poll finds the majority of Americans, 58%, support the impeachment inquiry, and 28% of Republicans back the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fixing things is what we're all about. It's fixing ideas into your head, much as anything else. DJV Show, 34 after the hour. Hi, I brought two of my friends to play. We're going to play with you. Let's have a nice time with little Victoria and little Kara. They're all here on the DJV program to have a good time. We go play in the sandbox. We've just been talking about my son's marriage this coming weekend in Los Angeles, too. Is it, you refer to her as his betrothed? Is that the right way of referring to her?
I don't know. I've never said that. I would just say fiance.
Yeah, I suppose. Well,
betrothed, yeah. I don't know. That sounds
probably an old school reference to...
Does that mean married or does that mean promised?
Betrothed to? I think promised.
Either way, it sounds like property, so I think that's probably why I don't ever think
that. Probably don't use that, yes. At any rate, we have a lot of things going on here.
It's
going
to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, it should be fun. My daughter is having a get-together for all the people that are coming from the family on Friday night. And then Saturday is the rehearsal dinner at Sophie's parents' home. And then Sunday they get married in Pasadena. And among other things, typically, they're both very much alike. They're very kindred spirits. And so they both have tattoos. And they're going to have a tattoo artist as part of the wedding ensemble.
That's really cool.
Having tattoos. And so Brendan says to me yesterday, Dad, what are you going to get for a tattoo? I said, Brennan, what are you talking about? I'm not going to get a tattoo. He said, we have one especially for you. So, of course, I bit and said, all right, what do you have? A bulldog. You can have a bulldog tattooed on your shoulder or your butt or wherever you want to have the... And I thought to myself, why do I want to have a tattoo? He has quite a few tattoos. And I thought to myself, okay, well, maybe I'll get it. But you both are telling me now it hurts. I know it
well,
hurts.
Well, it depends where you get it. So I have two. I have on
really?
Each wrist, on the inside, and one on the outer wrist. And
yeah.
So anywhere that you're any time close to a bone, that's,
yeah,
you're going to feel it. Now on the shoulder, but also sometimes too, if you're very muscular, like Lewis has one tattoo that we got together for our 1 year anniversary, and
mm-hmm.
he has it on his inner left bicep, and he said
yeah.
that actually hurt a lot more than he thought because he's very muscular
yeah.
in his arms. So
yeah.
sometimes if you have fat, that's where you don't feel it. So
right.
I would say pick a fatty spot if you're going to do, because a bulldog is going to be, that's kind of an intricate tattoo. There are
yeah.
a lot of lines yeah. that they've got to draw in to make mm-hmm. a bulldog.
So how do you
bulldog.
Sit down if I have to do it on my butt? Can you sit down afterwards?
I wouldn't recommend it on your butt because that means you won't be able to sit while it's healing. It
really?
Is, it's an open wound. I mean, it has to, it takes time to heal. So
well, I don't have. I'm
it,
like Lewis. I have mostly muscle
yeah.
in important places. So
well,
I don't
then
know.
You're gonna have to suck it up.
I got
and put
a little,
it on your shoulder.
I got a little fat in my belly. Put it, yeah, a little fat in the. Fat in the belly and fat in the can.
You don't want to put it anywhere where you're going to have, like, anything abrasive, like a belt or, you know, clothing that's going to be a seam. You don't want any of that because it has to heal.
No.
So you're going to
yeah.
be wrapped in cellophane for a couple days, you know, while it's healing. So
yeah.
pick a spot wisely. But, I mean, a bulldog is a great idea since you love bulldogs and you had Charlotte and you now have Daisy May. But... that's an intricate tattoo. I would probably suggest starting with something smaller.
All right.
Like maybe Charlotte's initials or something. you know, start small.
We'll see. Kara, would you do me a favor and find that Eat the Babies cut? I want to get to that after Victoria brings us up to date on something else, but I think that needs some airing and some time.
Eat the babies?
Yeah, I'll tell you the story after. You, it's your turn. You tell us the story.
I'm interested to hear Doug's version of the story. So.
What, eat the babies?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how you tell that story.
Okay.
I don't know it, so I'm in suspense.
All right. So, but it's your turn first. And then
all right. Well, a trending story that's happening right now is it's a warning to all. I know that, you know, no one likes jury duty, and most people don't really take it all that seriously. However, a judge in Florida wants everyone to know that you must take it seriously because he sentenced a 21-year-old man named DeAndre Somerville to 10 days in jail and on top of 1 year of probation and 150 hours of community service after he failed to show up for a trial in August. And so... this 21-year-old man, this was in West Palm Beach, Florida, he was chosen as a juror on August 20th for a civil trial in Florida's 15th Judicial Circuit. He was ordered to return the following day at 9:30 in the morning. He woke up late, and he missed jury duty, and then he was looking online to find out what happens if you miss jury duty. He says, quote, I should have called, but I was kind of nervous. I also went online to look up what could really happen, and I didn't really see anything there. Nobody actually ever went to jail for missing jury duty. However, he is the first. So, he works for the West Palm Beach Parks and Recreation Department. He works in their after-school programs. He was cited for criminal contempt of court by this judge on September 23rd, and the judge says, when a juror is selected and sworn, the administration of justice in this courthouse depends on you following the orders of the court. And so that's why he was sentenced to 10 days in jail, a year of probation, 150 hours of community service, $223 in fines. And so he said he believes, Somerville, the guy who was sentenced, he said he believes that it was a little overdone, a little heavy-handed, but he says this was an immature decision that I made. I paid for with my freedom. I'm extremely sorry for my actions, and I delayed the trial by 45 minutes, and I didn't consider other people's time, and so he feels really bad, but he says he didn't think that he needed any rehabilitation after all this, but he still has to... he still
has
to pay the piper.
I was the
don't miss jury duty because some other judge is probably going to do the same thing now.
I was the foreman of a judge in that courtroom, in that courthouse, a number of years ago. Yeah. I remember, and it was interesting because at that time, I was a legal resident of Palm Beach. And so I went because I got my summons and went there. And a few years later, I was stopped for an alleged traffic violation, which it turned out I really didn't do. But in the course of things, the police officer checked my Social Security number instead of my driver's license number. And it showed that I had not shown up for jury duty in Massachusetts like 20 years ago. And it wasn't the case at all. So I went through this whole rigmarole, and when I went to court the next day, I had a plaque, because down there they give you a certificate, and it's rather well done, actually, of jury service and the fact that I was the foreman and all of that other stuff. And the judge looked at the police officer, because I told the police officer that he was making a mistake, and he said, "No, I'm not." And I said, "Yeah, you are." So the judge really scolded the police department for not really checking thoroughly and wasting the court's time. So that's my jury duty, Palm Beach jury story. A lot of Americans can tell you what it feels like to get stopped by a police officer or something like that, but not many Americans can tell you what it feels like to be impeached. That seems to be on a lot of people's minds. So I found the story.
Three people can tell you that.
That's right. Yeah, well, you know the story.
Or is it two?
No, three. There are three.
Oh, I think Andrew Jackson.
No, no, but these are people who have been impeached from other offices. The story
of I was just thinking
Dana Williamson. Williamson is a former mayor of Raceland, Kentucky. He was impeached. Let's see why he was impeached. He was tarnished with an accusation of soliciting help from a foreign power to improve his political chances.
Well,
no, he wasn't.
That sounds familiar.
No. This is Mr. Williamson is 52. Said the city council unanimously voted to remove him from office a couple of years ago. He said all he was trying to do was make things better, or as Trump would say, to make America great again. And so apparently there's some kind of a feud over power in the city, and the mayor was at, I was thinking about this with here in Framingham. Maybe we can impeach the mayor here. There was talk about that early on. Interesting here, the story of this guy was a mechanic, and he became mayor of the city, and he was popular, but he didn't do what the city council wanted to do, so they impeached him. And I was wondering how many other people we might find who might, have been through that same thing. At any rate, okay, coming up, the end of the world as we know it, perhaps, after these words.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro, 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining amounts, new coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30-day activation, fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten. Yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So there's a new book out, ladies. Elton John has written his memoir. It's called Me. He recalls an example of the Diana effect. He and Diana were very, very close friends. She had, as he describes it, an unusual effect on people. One could bring Hollywood superstars to the verge of punch-up over her, like a couple of love-struck teenagers. So he writes about a party that he had after Diana separated from Charles. 1992 is the year. And they had a dinner party for the head of Disney at the time, because he had just written the music for Lion King. So Jeffrey Katzenberg was in town in London, and so a lot of famous people came to the event. George Michael, Sylvester Stallone, Richard Gere. And he said, he writes about Richard Gere and Diana coming together like magnets. Straight away, as soon as they saw each other, they were taken, he said. And so now it seemed he was having a dinner party for everybody except Richard Gere and Princess Diana, who went over to the fireplace, sat down, and spent the rest of the evening talking to each other. And they created quite a friendship that didn't get a lot of publicity. Sylvester Stallone was ticked off about it.
Why?
Because apparently, well, he wanted to talk her up. Anyway, so the guests were moving around at the dinner table, and there were two people who were absent from the dinner table, Gere and Stallone. Apparently, Stallone took Richard Gere into the corridor and told him to stay away from Diana. Or he was going to give him. Yeah, they had a fist fight about it. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Three after the hour now is our focus on your health, kind of always a subset of what goes on here, getting healthy the right way, courtesy of our pal Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here to reveal what happens to you if you eat two, not one, but two handfuls of walnuts a day. This is good news, especially for women, but more and more men are suffering from breast cancer as well, Jack. So this has got to be good. Or is our body chemistry different, male and female? I've never asked you this question. Is our chemistry, I think I know the answer, but is there any appreciable difference other than estrogen and testosterone in our in the makeup of our body, male and female?
Not really. Not a whole lot, no. No, we need the same basic constituents of health, the mixture of fats and proteins, a little bit of carbohydrates, mm-hmm. for our energy supply. And we need about the same amount of rest, and we need about the same amount of oxygen and the same amount of water. For a cycling woman, there are a couple of, you know, differences chemically as far as basic physiology is concerned during certain days of her period. But it's inconsequential, really, in the long run, if our health is good. Mm-hmm. The problems involved, and I don't mean problems, just the normal physiology of a cycling woman who has a horrible diet, who is terribly nutritionally deficient, just maximizes those problems.
Well, because they're losing the source of life.
Yeah.
In the process, and they need to make it back up again. And if you're not eating well, then it's hard for your body to reconstitute.
And if you, for a man and a woman, you know, side by side, both having a you know, an equal level of nutritional soundness in their dietary choices and lifestyle, there isn't a whole lot of difference. And so we have known for a long time walnuts, raw now, not roasted, not cooked or baked or anything else, just raw walnuts are some of the most concentrated foods outside of animal flesh that exists on the planet, very high in omega-3s. But there are other chemicals that are a part of the makeup of a walnut that came out in Marshall University there in West Virginia, their studies, published in the journal Nutrition Research, that showed that women who were asked to consume just 2 ounces of walnuts a day as a part of their daily diet, which is not very much, less than a handful, that the walnut consumption altered the expression of over 450 identified genes that are involved with cancer.
Expression. What does it mean, expression? How they manifest?
A gene, you know, most of the genes inside of our body are not expressed. In other words, they're not turned on. Most of the genes that make up the human genome are silent little babies.
Dormant,
exactly. And they found out that when these women were eating these walnuts, it altered the expression of certain genes that turn on a tumor or cause a tumor in the breast, which ultimately impedes the growth of the cancer, and it gets the cancer cells back on the pathway of what's called apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. All the cells of our bodies have a certain lifespan. They're programmed to live, to thrive, and then to die.
I think most people are surprised.
Yes, the problem with cancer cells.
Yeah.
The problem with cancer cells is that they go on, you know, the cell that would not die. Mm-hmm. And they found out that some of the ingredients inside of raw walnuts helps the cancer cell to die when it's supposed to die.
Wow.
So this is fantastic. And it just came out.
Yeah.
So a couple of ounces a day of walnuts inside the daily diet can make all the difference in the world.
So easy. So yeah. Easy. Easy, easy, easy. So take that to wherever women and men now getting breast cancer. So, okay, get to the market, buy these walnuts. And nuts in general are good for you, but walnuts especially, I guess, here under the circumstances. Here's something else that's really good for you. You want to lose weight? We were just talking off the air about how Jessica Simpson lost 100 pounds. She didn't do it using Calitrin, but she might have, as there are a lot of people who have been very heavy, who have lost a lot of weight, done it the intelligent way. Calitrin, you know, has been in the business, the healthy weight loss business, for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural, drug-free, stimulant-free product. Essential active ingredient is collagen protein. Jack will tell you, that's the building block of your life. And it helps to create lean muscle mass. And that pushes out the fat. That's how you lose the weight. Take 4 of these capsules every night before you go to bed, and that's it. That's all you have to do. But stay on the program for at least 4, 5, 6 months, because you'll not only lose the weight, you'll keep it off and get your body starting to charge up more collagen production. Go to collagen, good dog. Go to calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Use the DJV code for free shipping and big sales. That's calitrin.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.